Listeners, welcome to Self-Improvement Podcast with Rotimi Sarah. Today we'll be talking about breaking indecision. You see, in some point of our lives we go through indecision, like we are not sure about the things that we want, that particular thing that we want. And either we are confused about the clothes to wear, or the right route to take, or a drastic decision concerning money or something extremely important. See, everyone goes through this, but it depends on how it has been handled. So don't feel inferior, like you do not know what you're doing. Indecision breeds uncertainty, fluctuation, unsureness, even lack of confidence. Yes, you lose confidence in yourself when you are indecisive. And indecisiveness is a failure in disguise, meaning that you are not sure of yourself, and this will lead to setbacks, and then you fail to do the right things. Even though you see it as right, you feel that it is wrong because you are unsure of yourself. There are a lot of things that cause this indecision. What we'll be looking at four. Number one is fear of taking responsibility. I want to let you know that it is not wrong to take risks, so don't be scared to. Things may get so difficult, but if you don't take a step, who will? Let me chip in this. Remember to live with the consequences of your actions, either good or bad, because it serves as an experience. If you make mistakes, you try again. Remember, a righteous man falls 7 times, but rises again. Number two is having countless choices. Many thoughts run through our mind and we aren't even sure of the right one or not. Sometimes questions like, what school should I enroll my children in? What particular grocery should I get? You know, all these questions that breeds indecision. But we should remember to place our priorities right. Go for what you need and not what you want. I'll take that again. Go for what you need and not what you want. It's like a scale of preference. Create a list of these things and sort them out according to their importance. Okay, let me share an experience with you. I got to the market and I saw lovely dresses. Though I wrote these things down, like I wrote some things down to buy, but these dresses were so catchy. Well, I felt I needed them, but I was wrong. After much persuasion by the market sellers, I picked the wrong dress because it wasn't my size. I got angry at myself, like I would have focused on my list, and it was too late to change anything. Like, I was extremely angry at myself. So most times, indecision triggers anger. We should be careful so we don't get angry at ourselves because of our indecision. Right, another one is being a people pleaser. It's good to serve people, but not everyone can be satisfied. Not everyone can be pleased. People will want more even if you use your last strength to please them. Though they will raise suggestions and make you even more confused. But all you have to do is just do your best and leave the rest. Another one is the call of perfection. No one is perfect. We make mistakes. And then we have to start from somewhere. Like they say, a little drop of water makes a mighty ocean. Every big thing starts little. You know, all these quotes. If you strive for perfection in everything, it is very possible that no decision will be made because of the fear of failure. It is only when you remain at your falling spot, that is when it is considered as a failure, not when you make mistakes. Only when you fall and then you stay back there, that is when it is considered as a failure. okay, let's find a way to break this cycle of indecision. Number one is, don't overanalyze. It is good to analyze your decisions, but don't overstress yourself. Don't overstress your thoughts. You do not want to give yourself a brain tumor because you are indecisive. So relax and don't get anxious. Number two is, learn to trust yourself. Know your abilities, know your strength. Believe you can achieve all that you have planned to do. Number three, visualize possible outcomes. Sometimes when a decision is taken, you feel this fear that this thing won't work and then it won't turn out as planned. But if you are sure that what you have done or what you are doing is good, then refuse to focus on the fear and focus on the positive side of that decision, and it will yield results. Good result. Another one is, take your time. Slow and steady wins the race. I got that from a certain story, but it actually works. Yeah, so don't jump into something you will regret, because if you do, it may trigger indecision, and because of your anxiety, it might get too late to change things. You can get advice from people if necessary. Take your time to process it in your mind, and everything will fall in the right place. Another one is, take actions. All these questions you've asked yourself and got answers to, put them into action. Don't allow anything to distract you, make a move. You just have to make a move. Start from somewhere. Indecision can cause depression. It has really affected depressed people. It can be that their situation is so rough and they don't know what to do about it at all. But such people need to be motivated, they need to be loved, they need to be happy. Get books on motivation, get motivational quotes, even videos from the internet. They are all over the internet, how to motivate yourself. And even read the Bible. The Bible is the greatest motivation you can ever have. I am not exaggerating, it is the greatest motivation you can ever have. So this will help to improve your self-esteem and growth in every aspect of your life. I hope this helps to break the cycle of indecision so as to build you. Thank you for listening. And I also want to thank you for listening to my first episode. I really appreciate. Thanks a lot. This is Self-Improvement Podcast with Rotimi Sarah. Have a lovely day. Thank you. Bye-bye.